Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/End Time World News. That's redcircle.com/End Time World News. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Okay, folks, welcome. Welcome to the podcast. If you're just joining us for the first time, End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization. We're dedicated to finding truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. For questions, prayer requests, or more information about the podcast, please contact us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. And of course, folks, as always, if you get something out of today's podcast, definitely pray. But if you get something and you feel compelled and you would like to donate, we do have a few donation links. All donations are welcome. We have a Cash App, a PayPal, and if you want, you can even buy me a cup of coffee. So we have three different ways to give to the podcast. Anything and everything definitely helps, especially in these crazy times here as the world progresses and we're going down slowly but surely, folks. The end times is here, and the arrival of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is right around the corner. It's very, very close. So again, anything you can give or you would like to give is definitely greatly appreciated. Okay, folks, let's get into today's podcast. I want to say happy Memorial Day. This is my second podcast. I did one yesterday. I'm doing one today because I have an extra day off here. So it's 5/26/2025. It's Memorial Day, about 7:35 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I want to get into this podcast. This will be a very short podcast here, folks. I know most of you are busy, probably doing barbecues, celebrating with your families. God bless you, at least those folks in the United States that believe and celebrate Memorial Day. This podcast will be very interesting. This one is from the headline reads as follows from naturalnews.com. Trump signs controversial Take It Down Act amid concerns of censorship and government overreach. All I can say is, and I'll be doing another podcast on another, on my other podcast I'll be doing right here on Red Circle, but on another podcast, I'll be talking more about this in depth. This is dealing with AI, so let's get into it. It's not something that I'm definitely not looking forward. I'm not at all looking forward, just like you've seen maybe at least here in the United States and around the world, the Terminator series, how you have the robots taking over the world and there's very few people left. That's where we're headed, folks, in the land of AI. And sure enough, you know, like anything else, Elon Musk will certainly contribute to that. And there's a lot of big, big donors that want to do that, that go to a digital ID and a UBI, Universal Basic Income. And if you don't do this, you don't do that. If you don't have a credit score within these parameters, you get shut down and eventually you get turned off. You can't exist. Kind of like China, a complete dictatorship, even though they point the finger and they say everybody else is a dictatorship, why they look the other way, why they totally control the people over there at China. They control everything over there at China. It's a it's just a total censorship and total control. So let's get into the podcast here, shall we, folks? President Trump signed the Take It Down Act into law with rare bipartisan support, criminalizing, here we go, consensual intimate imagery, including AI and deep fakes, and mandating swift platform removals. However, critics warn it's vague language and risk overreach and censorship. Now, folks, this is a podcast for Christians and non-Christians, but I do agree with this. There doesn't need to be open porn anywhere. There doesn't even need to be porn. I totally agree with that. But there comes the time, and seeing what Trump's doing already, he's doing this even with Medicaid. I got some good friends, their family, they're supporting their livelihood. And if they don't get an X amount of Medicaid patients, then guess what? Guess what? They will have their hours cut back and they'll lose their job. So again, you know, where do you draw the line? Do you draw it at Social Security, disability, Medicaid? Where do you draw the line, folks? You know, there has to be a line. And again, Trump's a lot of this does risk overreach. There has to be a little bit of a balance. The censorship and porn and all that doesn't need to be public anyway. That doesn't even need to be in existence, to be honest, because it's a sin. First Lady Melania Trump championed the bill, making rare public policy appearances and symbolically saying her focused framed AI and social media as the dangers to children. Though her ceremonial role sparked questions about governmental norms. The law's enforcement mimics the DMCA, allowing accusations without proof to trigger content removals. Critics fear it could suppress satire, journalism, and dissent, with platforms incentivized to over-censor and avoid penalties. And that's the one thing I got to say. I got to jump in here, folks, as I digress another 10 seconds here, is that is what platforms like Facebook does. I've been on Twitter over 12, 13, 14 years. I can't even remember anymore. I've only had one issue with Twitter in 14 years. I'll be honest with you. And I know that Elon Musk is either selling, or I believe Twitter is already up for sale and will be sold here very shortly. And again, I've never had problems with Twitter. Facebook, yes, because again, looking at Mark Zuckerberg, how he is, and he's a control freak, and his AI, again, artificial intelligence now, and the algorithms with Facebook that control Facebook, that control you, just your basic timelines. You post one little thing they don't like, one thing I have somebody pointing to the sky and saying, God bless America. You know, they don't like somebody pointing to the sky. They'll say that that's Heil Hitler. They'll take the post down. They'll take the post down. How I know is because I've been through these shenanigans with Facebook. I've been through these shenanigans with all the social media. I used to love Pinterest. I still do have a warm spot in my heart. Pinterest is a little different, but I still do love Pinterest. Same with Instagram. I've gone back and forth with Instagram in the early days. Now it's kind of mellowed out. But again, you know, these platforms are something else. They just censor if they just don't like something. They get a hair up their rear end wrong, excuse me for saying, folks, and they'll take you down. That's how it is. While combating deepfakes, is a valid goal, the law, the broad language, and a lack of safeguards risk enabling government overreach, politicized enforcement, and long-term threats to digital freedom. President Trump signed the Take It Down Act into law Monday, May 19th. This is just recently, marking rare bipartisan victory in Washington. Prior to reaching his desk, it passed both chambers of Congress, and this is the House and the Senate. That's something you don't see very often for both sides, and it's pathetic. Both sides can't work together. They can work together for this, folks, and I guarantee there's a reason why they passed this bill. And usually when both sides are working together and they pass something unanimously, the people, the American people, got to cringe. And why I say that is because I've been around long enough, and I know there's people much older, much smarter than me out there, but I've been around long enough to know that usually it's going to go against the American people. They slipped different things into the bill, I'm sure, and the bill is probably 500 to 1,000 pages. No American's going to have time with job and family, kids and work to read anything like that online. So they slip it into the bill. They pass the bill, and I guarantee it does nothing but erode at the freedoms, that the God-given freedoms that you have in this country and the rights through the Constitution and your God-given freedoms. President Trump signed the Take It Down bill, again, championed by the First Lady, the Take It Down, to spread consensual intimate imagery and AI-generated deepfakes, but realistically fabricated videos and images. It criminalizes the distribution of explicit content without consent, requiring platforms to remove flagged material within 48 hours. But the law is hailed as a win for online safety. Critics warn that it's a vague language that could strive free speech and enable government overreach. That's exactly what it'll do, and set a dangerous precedent for digital censorship. Its broad definitions, such as sexuality, explicit content, identifiable individual, leave room for abuse. Legal experts fear satire, memes, political parodies, and investigative journalism could be swept and take down and request without due process. Again, Melania, who rarely engages in public policy, she doesn't. And I'll just say, because I've heard her on this is going back about 4 or 5 years ago. I've heard her on, folks, and not to criticize the First Lady, but I have heard her on recording, for what that's worth, a few years ago, 3 or 4 years ago. And she was on there making F-bombs and saying nasty things, and I understand, but you know, that's beyond a First Lady to act like that, just like Trump.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But DC politicians want to change that with the Durbin Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Some of the things he does is beyond the president to say certain things and act like that. And again, I've heard her drop a lot of things, and I really, really wonder, and I shake my head. But again, Melania and Trump are all on the same page. All of his kids are on the same page. And again, the president invited her to symbolically sign the legislation, a gesture underscoring her advocacy, raising eyebrows, blurring the ceremonial government roles. First Lady's remarks framed AI and social media as threats to children, calling them digital candy that can shape beliefs and even be deadly. And again, here we go, free speech versus digital protection. The law's enforcement mechanism mirrors controversial Digital Millennial Copyright Act, and that's the DMCA, which has been weaponized to silence critics under the guise of copyright claims, like the DMCA and the Takedown Act, that allows accusations, not proof, to trigger removals. Here we go, folks. This is our First Amendment speech that's already been flushed down the toilet. Let me just say that. It's been flushed down the toilet, at least here in America. It's going to America, by the time we reach 2030, if not before, you won't even know America. If you came to America even 5 or 10 years ago, by the time we hit 2030, if we can even make it that way, and Trump doesn't get us in a World War III, either Trump or Israel does, one of the two or both, all I could say is America's changed so much, you'll never believe it. It's going to go, and Trump has said this before. I've read this and I've seen this. You know, he envies China, because the people over there in China just say, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. They just shut up, put their heads down, and walk around like zombies. That's all they can do, because the government controls every aspect of their life. Do they have digital control? They're beyond us, folks. They're about 10 to 15, almost 20 years beyond us, ahead of us, in control. And that's what people have to understand. They've taken the Chinese, you know, the Asians, the Chinese, the platform over there in China, ran there by Xi Jinping, and he's wanted a dictatorship, and he's got a dictatorship. They listen, or they come in within, you know, a half an hour or hour, they beat you down, they take you away. You won't see your husband or your wife or your children or your parents or something if you abuse or go against their policy. You do one thing they don't like, they'll take you away. You might not ever see the light of day anymore. They might just do away with you because they have a strict code over there, and they have a strict their entire system. If somebody disobeys their system, you're gone. I mean, that's it. You're absolutely gone. Platforms face penalties. This is all social media, for non-compliance incentivizing rapid censorship. Worse, the FTC, or Federal Trade Commission, is a politically influenced agency, will oversee enforcement, risking partisan bias and deciding what constitutes harmful content. And again, while combating deep fake exploration is a legitimate goal, the law's ambiguity and lack of safeguards threaten to erode free speech and privacy. And again, folks, like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. That's pretty much the nuts and bolts of it, of what they passed. It's very, very, very sad, folks, very sad. And right now, it's that time, folks. It's that time in the podcast. Here's a simple prayer. If you have not given your life to Jesus Christ and invited him into yours, here's a simple prayer, folks. If you would like to receive the gift of God that he has for you today, say this prayer with your heart and lips out loud. Here we go. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God, that you died on the cross to rescue me from sin and from death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask that you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come into my heart, fill me with your love and your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And folks, if you just said that prayer, God bless you. Amen and amen. Just a couple quick suggestions, folks, before we conclude this podcast. Just a couple real quick suggestions. First suggestion is get yourself a Bible. Again, as I said this last night, I'll say this one more time. I've said this hundreds of times, folks, and I'll keep saying it until I am no more. Get yourself a Bible. If you live here in the United States, you can order a Bible, a Holy Bible. King James is very good. There's a lot of good Bibles out there, but get a Holy Bible and find one. You can find one on Amazon for less than $20. That's the first suggestion. The next suggestion is find a church that preaches the Trinity. The Trinity is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Find a church that preaches the Trinity. Go there. Your first time visit, go there. And if you really, really, really mean this and you're serious about this, you've just been saved, you've just given your life to Jesus Christ, folks, you can get a hold of there in the church afterwards, ask a pastor, junior pastor, senior pastor, ask even an usher. You can ask somebody there in the church and they'll be kind enough and loving enough to direct you and give you a Bible. They'll get you or give you a Bible, I guarantee, if you're on a tight budget like I am, unfortunately. But you feel blessed. You will feel blessed. Once you get that Bible, you will feel blessed. As soon as you've given your life now to Jesus Christ, you are blessed and you will be, and you continue to live your life for Jesus Christ. The next thing, after you find a church, go home and write down your questions. You can write anything down, folks. Anything. as to, you can say, well, why was Jesus crucified? How did he come back alive? How did he resurrect? What is the Holy Spirit? When is Jesus returning again? What do angels do? You know, I've heard 10,000 questions. You know, you can write down all your questions, then make an appointment and get back with the person that gave you that Bible. Set a time, get back with them, say, hey, I got a few questions. I wrote them down. Can I ask you, you know, 5 or 10 questions or whatever you have written down? Maybe you have 25, I don't know. And they'll answer them questions one by one by one as to your faith and helping you establish your walk with God through Jesus Christ. And the very last thing, folks, before I conclude, is that you should get baptized at some point in time. You should definitely get baptized, water baptism. And that's something that's very important. And that symbolizes the resurrection, the burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ. In case people are wondering, well, Eric, what does that mean? What does that symbolize? Well, there you go. I just told you, folks, just in case you didn't know that. That's about it, folks. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a healthcare practitioner. I'm not even a pastor. I'm just a simple, humble, honest guy with a podcast. And I've been blessed that this podcast is reaching all around the world. And I continue to try to make this podcast every week. And God bless all of you folks, all of you people following me that subscribe and follow, and tell your friends, tell your family, tell everyone. Folks, please tell everyone. I'm just trying to get the word of God through Jesus Christ. I'm trying to get it out there. Our goal is not to make any money, because I don't. I don't make a dime from this podcast. It's only strictly off of donations, folks. And my mission in life is to spread the gospel and to save as many people as possible, my lifelong goal, and to spread this podcast to all four corners of the planet, folks. And to, if I, like I said last night, I'll say it again, if I could save a couple people along the way, I can look at God and I can say, you know, I tried and this is what I did, bang, bang, bang. And Jesus will say, well done, my son. You know, and that's all you want to hear. Well done, my son, or well done, my daughter. That's all you want to hear. Welcome. And you will go to heaven, folks. And that's the ultimate goal, to be in paradise with Jesus Christ and God Almighty. That is the ultimate goal, to be in heaven. So if you liked our podcast today, if you enjoy the podcast, go to endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. God bless you. And again, folks, our listeners here in the United States, happy Memorial Day. And once again, thank you to all the soldiers serving, and including my nephew as well in the Air Force serving, and the ones that have given their life in combat, but have given their life so that I can voice my freedoms here in the United States. Thank God they gave up their lives so we could be free here in the United States. Although that freedom is eroding every day, thank God they put their lives on the line all over the world. And I thank you, and my hat's off to all the veterans out there. Thank God. Thank God for you, and thank God Almighty through Jesus Christ, folks. That's it. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. Be well, be safe. But most importantly, folks, God bless you. And again, thanks for listening. Happy Memorial Day. That's it for now. Bye for now.